You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. San Francisco-based singer, producer, and composer Ash released his debut album, Mother, this year. It tells the story of his estranged relationship with his family and details his journey to San Francisco from India 17 years ago. In this edition of Bay Area Beats, Ash shares just how the city gave him the creative freedom to make his art.
My name is Ash. And my work is chamber and electronic music.
All along you wait for me, what you know, cause in the sea.
My mother hadn't heard any of this work. My mother had never seen me perform. And I hadn't seen my mother in a very long time. In the middle of the set, I saw in the audience my mother. And I wasn't sure for a moment if that's a physical being or if it was just my imagination. There's something that overtook me, which I just didn't know if I could perform any further, because if it really is her and she's listening to this for the first time, we haven't had these conversations in real life. And she's seeing me perform this in front of all these people in her presence. I wonder how she'd feel about that.
If I could erase all of the memories.
The arts were a privilege for me. And good or bad aside, the arts are still a privilege. The value system and the kind of family I grew up in, we were really busy figuring out, like, how are we going to make ends meet? We were busy figuring out things like, how are we going to be safe? And when you're dealing with that, those things, the arts are like, who cares about the arts? But if you are growing up and you know that it's just bubbling inside you, that you need to create, you need to write song, you need to write music, and you're always like trying to grasp the next piece of like music you could find, the next tape cassette you could find.
But you didn't say goodbye. I wonder why to this day.
I grew up listening to a lot of Indian classical music, a lot of like jazz standards coming from primarily the States, like Ella Fitzgerald. And then also in my more formative adolescent years, I would listen to like the big pop acts coming out of the States, Whitney Houston. Those kind of more diva-esque sounds. And then on the other end, I was listening to this. There was this whole phase in the 90s of like heavy metal. There was like Metallica, Megadeth, like all that stuff was coming through. And a combination of all of that really helped broaden my horizons on what musical possibilities can be. And then I went to music school. So growing up, listening to all these different genres of music, going to music school, which is in the Western tradition, learning composition, classical music composition, and then learning voice, and then learning songwriting, all that combined into coming into this form now. Coming from India, moving to the United States was in itself a migration, right? A very literal migration. But there's also a life migration of getting to a place where I could actually pursue what really my calling was, to make music, make art. And that took some migration, like some emotional internal migration, also migration to place and finding a space which I could actually create it in a way that was accepted, safe, and that there was value seen to the art. And then there was also migration of, you know, I came out after coming to America, and there was a migration of what does my new narrative look like in this new land that I migrated to. You know, in India, being gay is still a crime. Like, you could still be thrown to jail for just being who you are. San Francisco really just gave me a refuge and a home to be able to just be myself and make the art exactly as I wanted to. And there are people around me who were doing similar things, who were excited about what I, who are excited about what I'm doing, and they're there to support it. Because the parasol you gave hides its... You see that. My debut album is called Mother, and there is a whole maternal mother theme through the entire thing. Mother, fundamentally, at the first level, is really about my relationship to the feminine, to the female, as it's been shaped by my mothers. And when I say mothers in plural, because there's that spiritual mother, there's my biological mother, there is the mother who raised me, and then there are my sisters, who are much older than I am, a whole different generation, and they've also been maternal figures. So there've been a lot of like mother figures in my life, and they've all shaped me in different ways. And I need to work that out first, as the first piece of work that I put out as Ash, as an individuated being, away from that mother body, almost as my own being. So that's why I call it Mother. In order to work through the life changes, and in order to heal from, you know, the family falling apart, from us not being able to talk, us not knowing how to deal with your child coming out, or your child turning out to be somebody you never imagined. To heal through that, I needed to work it out all through music. And this is the record that I work through most of this stuff, my relationship with my mothers, through the work, as an observer almost. And because of this distance here in the States and my family being spread out across the world, because of this distance, I had the great luxury almost to be able to be an observer of my own situation, of what had happened, what had transpired in the last decade with me and my family, and to be able to understand that in a more sorted, objective manner, and to turn that into song, so I can listen to song and understand, oh, this is what really happened between us.
That San Francisco musician Ash, his debut album Mother came out this year. You can find more information about it at kalw.org. That piece was produced by Bo Walsh. You will find truth was that the same joy weeping turning into delight. Holding hands with sorrow in your bed next to you, a sleeping joy. Is that the cup that holds the wine? Is not